And this is Radio Woking Online and on DAB Digital Radio at 11:08. So today is World Suicide Prevention Day. We really wanted to explore this, so I'm joined in the studio by Matthew, who attends Andy's Man Club in Woking. Morning, Matthew.
Good morning, thank you for having me, John.
You're very welcome. It's really nice to see you in the studio. So we'll talk a bit about maybe about sort of World Suicide Prevention Day a bit later on, but I wanted to talk about Andy's Man Club, and I know I go to Andy's Man Club as well. How would you describe Andy's Man Club?
Well, the thing is, with me, I was a little bit hesitant, and I was having like a lot of reservations with Andy's Man Club because of like all these guys in like these black t-shirts, and because of like how the font kind of looks like they're all boxers or sport or like really sporty jockey guys.
Yeah,
and for me, it's like, I'm 35, and I'm really built like I'm a. Am I allowed to swear on this radio station?
No, you're not allowed to swear. Thank you for asking. Thank you.
Thank you. It's just I have to give myself a filter. you know, and there's me. I'm like 35, 37, and I'm built like a marshmallow. Not exactly like, oh my God, they're going to eat me for breakfast.
I get that because, you know, I find sometimes as well the idea of hanging around with other guys, there's always this kind of macho thing, and you can't, it's quite hard to compete with it.
Oh, toxic masculinity, the worst.
It is, yeah, trying to sort of be like someone else and trying to think, you know, oh, I want to be like that person. But, you know, we're all individuals, aren't we?
Yeah, and so it's like, so then it's just like, okay, let's start small. If they ever do like an Andy's Man Club booth, then you know, just like maybe like three or four guys, then maybe I would like approach them a bit easier than.
Yeah, so it must have been, you know, an interesting experience for you, and quite a hard experience, I suppose, because you have autism. So that would have, meeting new people, would that be something that you would find quite hard? And
The small talk. Hi, how are you? And like the most default answer, I'm fine.
Yeah, it is default, isn't it?
It's the most default setting ever.
Yeah. I get that. You're like, I'm fine, thank you. I'm fine, are you?
Yes. Yeah.
And it's,
lovely weather we're having.
Love that. It's so true, isn't it? But Andy's Man Club, I mean, it's a group of men that meet at the Vine Centre in Netpeel every Monday night, apart from bank holidays. And it's really growing. I mean, I've been attending since the early days, and it started with just a few men gathering together in a circle. And now we regularly have to split into three groups.
Because there's so
many people there to get everyone to have their say.
Yes.
So do you want to tell us a bit what happens at Andy's Man Club? Do you want to tell everyone about that?
Okay, then. So, doors are normally open at 6:30, so it's kind of like one of those, like, you know, like, let's get these chairs out, get the pot of hot water, make some tea, we just hang around in like the main hall and outside just like talk about like, oh, hi Matt, how's your day?
Yeah, the small talk.
Hello John, how are you today?
And I was going to say fine, thank you, but actually when somebody asks that question, how are you, and you could just instantly respond, I'm fine, thank you, but actually if you turn around and said, oh, actually no, I'm not fine, you wonder how they're going to, people gonna respond to that.
Are you sure? So it's like the probing of like, are you sure you're okay?
Yeah. So I mean, Andy's Man Club, I mean, it's described in some platforms as like a suicide prevention charity, and I suppose if people are, you know, going through a storm in life, actually having that space and being with other men, and what I found is, you know, it's you kind of get over those sort of stereotypes of what it's like to hang out with other men. When you see grown men, you know, letting things go and letting their emotions go, it's actually quite a beautiful and inspiring thing.
Yeah, and for me, it's just like, are you familiar with the movie Heathers?
I've seen the musical.
Okay, well, for me, it's I kind of picture myself as Heather McNamara. mm-hmm. who is like very friendly, bubbly, the yellow heather, or aka banana heather. And it's just like, and it's just like, there's always like something so forlorn and sad about that friendly, bubbly outer shell.
So what you show and what the public and what people are seeing may not be reflective of what's happening inside.
Yeah,
in some ways.
And I think like there's like this Japanese phrase where it's like we all have three masks: one that we share the world, one that we share our friends and family, and the other that we just mm-hmm. show ourselves.
Yeah. So walking through the doors for the first time for Andy's Man Club, I mean, what was that like? And how did you get to that point where you were comfortable enough to walk through the doors and walk into it?
Well, it's like I said, like I started going to like one of the booths, and with me and autism, it's just like I'm living in this world where I don't have a script, and it's just like, oh my gosh, I'm gonna like. Like verbal diarrhea, and just like, I don't know if I'm going to say something stupid or incriminating, but as I went for the first time, it's just like I still had that like that reservations where it's like, am I going to be sitting around with a group of guys? Is it going to be like, hi, my name's Joe Bloggs and I have depression? Hi, Joe Bloggs.
It's not like that at all, though, is
it? It's not. It's definitely not. It's just I've always had, like, that weird reservation. It's just, like... And I think it's because of, like, the T-shirts and stuff, because it's, like... But it's just, once you get to know the person behind the T-shirt, it kind of makes things a lot easier.
Of course. And, you know, we sit around in a circle and you pass the ball round. We have the number of questions that are the same every week, but kind of... encourage us to open up, you know, how's your week been, a positive in your week, anything you want to get off your chest. And then I know this is something you love. After we had a cup of tea, you have the random questions that come down.
There's yes,
interesting questions.
I love the icebreaker questions. it just gives me like a deep dive into my own psyche.
What have your favourite ones been?
That is a very hard question indeed, because it's like I've always had like loads of it, and sometimes it's just like I go a little bit philosophical with these questions. Even when I like post them like on Facebook,
yeah,
and it's just like, but sometimes it's just like I would love to like go like type in head office and just like ask myself some of these questions, like, so John, what is your favorite dinosaur?
I mean, it's a random question, but it's a nice way to round the evening off, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know, and it's, you know, there's been some heavy sharing going on, and actually, you know, a light-hearted question like that, what's your favourite dinosaur? It raises a smile, and I don't even know what I'd answer, because I don't even know enough about dinosaurs. So, I don't know. Tyrannosaurus Rex, you know, comes to mind?
I think everyone would go for Tyrannosaurus Rex.
Probably.
For me, I think I would go for the Ankylosaurus.
Oh, okay. I haven't heard of one of them, so I wouldn't go for that. But actually, and the other thing is, the Facebook group is a private Facebook group, so, you know, people can go on there and share things in the week. And this is a private group, and only members of Andy's Man Club who go to the session can actually access that. So that's quite a safe space as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. But we're going to talk some more in a bit. We're going to play some Linkin Park on the way in a bit. And we may be talking to Rosie as well, who's been in some amazing fundraising for Andy's Man Club. She may be joining us in a bit on Radio Woking. It's now 17 minutes past 11.
Radio Woking.
Here on Radio Woking, Matthew is with us in the studio. We're talking about Andy's Man Club. And I think, Matthew, it's important that we're having this conversation today because it is World Suicide Prevention Day. Just looking at what is World Suicide Prevention Day? It's run by the Samaritans, and every year organisations and communities around the world come together to raise awareness on how you can create a better world where fewer people die by suicide. Every year it's on the 10th of September. The latest suicide statistics showed that in 2018 in the UK and the Republic of Ireland, more than 6,800 people died by suicide, and every life lost to suicide is a tragedy.
Oof.
Yeah, it's seeing those statistics and those numbers, you know, that's 6,800 individuals, 6,800 people. It's not just a number, it's the sort of the stories and the people that are affected around that as well.
Oh, wow.
Family members and things.
Wow. To be a statistic, that is just scary.
Yeah. So National Suicide Prevention Day, every year, you know, suicide prevention mental health groups come together, and the theme this year, importance of the language that we use when we talk about suicide, especially when asking someone if you're worried if they're suicidal. So it's really important to talk and write about suicide safely and responsibly.
Yeah,
using the right language around suicide is key to breaking down stigma. There is still a stigma around it, isn't there?
Yeah, there is a lot of it. It's just that like in different generations, there's like the baby boomers who are like, man up, stiff upper lip, mm-hmm. keep calm, carry on. And it's just like, and then there's me, and I'm an elder millennial, and it's just like, it's kind of okay to pour your heart out a little bit. Yeah. But there are some guys who are just like,
Yeah, I know.
Like that stupid laugh.
No.
Really? Really, fine. Guys? I'm pouring my heart out, and you're just kind of snubbing my feelings. Like they're like a guy's feelings are not valid enough.
Male mental health is so important. And do you think that things are changing? Do you think that it's now become more acceptable for men to say, actually, I'm not okay and I want to talk about this? Because, you know, women, stereotypically, they kind of open up more, talk more.
Yeah.
Us men... oh, it's not going to be macho, you know, we're going to be seen as weak if we're not going to be, you know, if we start opening up and...
Yeah, but it's just that guys tend to, like, talk about sports and football.
That's a stereotype, isn't it?
Yeah. And there's me, who is just like, I like to read, like watching, like, Critical Role, and I like to play RPGs, and because of, like, we're talking about, like, writing... suicide.
Yes, the language
in a language. It's just like recently, like a few years ago, when I was doing cognitive behavioral therapy, one of the assignments was to keep a diary. And because I was inspired by a book by Anne Frank, where she names her diary Kitty, I'm a guy. Guys have journals, and I name mine Marcus, after the Stoic philosopher Marcus Aurelius.
Okay. So it's interesting. Journaling, do you find that is quite a good way, you know, if things are building up inside you and maybe getting a bit overwhelming, if you're writing it in your journal, is that kind of some sort of therapy, like release, do you think, for you? Or?
Yeah, it's kind of like therapy, but for my own eyes.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, a lot of people do that, you know, write journals as a way of, particularly sort of during lockdown as well, when times are really hard. But what do you think about attitudes towards particularly male mental health now? I mean, groups like Andy's Man Club are showing it's okay not to be okay. And that's that phrase, isn't it? It's okay not to be okay. But where do you think we're at with sort of attitudes to male mental health at the moment?
Everyone is broken.
Yeah.
I'm broken. I'm autistic. I have depression. Sometimes when I like for me, like, I'm masking and I'm like talking in this normal, like, sing-songy, like, voice, which my voice has a bit of personality, but if I take off my mask like this one, it's just like, I'm so boring, it's not satisfying, it's like, I don't want to be in this room with Matthew because he sounds so downtrodden.
But then
there's me unmasking more, where it's like eccentric, bombastic, and hey,
yeah, it's getting the balance right. But
yeah, it is getting the balance right. Yes. Yeah.
Okay, interesting. But there is still a lot of stigma, as we mentioned, you know, that idea of, oh, you know, stop crying, man up, and all this sort of stuff.
It's toxic masculinity.
Not helpful, is it? Not helpful at all.
It's not.
Well, we're going to talk some more, and hopefully we'll chat to Rosie as well. And Rosie's written a lot through her own personal stories around a close family friend who she lost to suicide. She's 10 years of age, and she's written so much work for, you know, male mental health. And when you hear these sort of messages coming from a 10-year-old, it's just so beautiful. So we're going to talk to Rosie, hopefully, on the programme. It's World Suicide Prevention Day, and we're joined in the studio and having a really interesting conversation, actually, with Matthew, talking about Andy's Man Club. We've also got on the line, we have Rosie. Morning, Rosie.
Morning.
Morning. How are you this morning?
Good.
Yeah, a bit under the weather, I gather, with a cold or something.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, Rosie, do you want to say hello to Matthew?
Hello.
There you go. So, Matthew, as we've been hearing, you know, is attending Andy's Man Club. Rosie, I think we always talk about you, actually, at Andy's Man Club. In a good way, of course, because do you want to... you know, you've been raising a lot of money and a lot of support for male mental health in particular, and we've talked loads of times on the programme. But for people that may not be familiar with what you're doing, Rosie, why? How did all this start? Why? Where did Rosie Cares? How did that all begin for you?
In September 2021, I did a fundraiser at Adamstone Tesco, and then like helped out at a Pokemon store. And then as when we came home from that, I asked if I could like do more fundraising because I wanted to help other people like Phil.
So Rosie, what's your favourite Pokemon?
Oh,
Bidoof.
Okay, I'm lost in this conversation. Yeah. What's
very utility, but for me, I think it's I think like me, classic Gen 1er, Machamp.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, you two obviously know much more about Pokemon than I do. So you mentioned Phil briefly there. So this is where it all started for you, because Phil was a close family friend, I believe, and you lost him to suicide. So tell me a bit about Phil.
He suffered with his mental health every day, but you never knew he did, because he hid it. That's like the right wording.
Yeah.
He was always like smiling, happy, but on the inside he was really sad. But he thought that, like, I don't know, like there was nobody to help him, but there was really loads of people, as such as like groups like Andy's Man Club and everything.
Which Andy's Man Club wasn't around at the time. This is a few years ago, but yeah, there is help out there. But I think, for men, particularly speaking as a man, and I'm sure Matthew will agree, it can be quite hard to open up, and you want to kind of put on, you know, this kind of smile and this sort of happy persona and say, you know, everything's
this facade.
Fine. Yeah, everything's fine, you know, nothing's wrong. And
gaslighting yourself.
Yeah. I think, Rosie, it's actually seen, particularly with men, as a sign of weakness still, for in many cases, if you open up and say, actually, you know, I'm struggling.
Yeah.
Yeah, why do you think that is? Why do you think... you know, people have those attitudes?
I think because men feel that they have to be, like, strong and confident, but really you don't have to, you can just be yourself.
Absolutely, yeah. That's so powerful coming from you, Rosie. So, I mean, what you have done is amazing, Rosie. You know, you've taken something that is beyond a tragedy, something that is so, so tragic, the loss of a family friend to suicide, and you've turned it into this whole Rosie Cares campaign. How much have you raised over the last few years for, you know, various mental health charities, including the Andy's Man Club?
I think I've raised nearly £3,000.
Wow, and a lot of that going to Andy's Man Club as well. Why did you want to support Andy's Man Club particularly?
I just think that it's such a great charity, and it does so much things for like men suffering with mental health. And then, like I say, everybody suffering with mental health is important. But I personally agree that men's mental health is really important because, like I said earlier, men don't like to talk and like
no, it's
they
so
feel
true.
That they have to be really strong. But all mental health is important for men and women.
Yes.
Absolutely, that's so well said. I don't think we could have put that better ourselves, Rosie. That is so, I mean, and today, of course, you know, World Suicide Prevention Day, and, you know, you've sort of been through that with Phil. So, do you think that if there were groups like Andy's Man Club around when, you know, Phil was struggling, do you think that the outcome may have been different?
Yeah.
So that says it. I think that says it all. And they describe Andy's Man Club as, you know, a suicide prevention charity, and certainly giving people a chance to talk is so powerful. And some of the things that people talk about, and I think talking with people that don't know you, that aren't attached to the immediate situation, can help as well, Matthew.
And of course, you're kind of like seeing their faces.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So, yeah, so powerful to hear, you know, what you know, you have to say about mental health, and to hear it from you at just 10 years of age. I mean, it's amazing. I know you're a real advocate, and thank you for everything you do, Rosie. It's amazing.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you.
I know you don't like taking compliments. So, Rosie Cares, raising so much money and awareness of mental health. You've just done your walk-in in October. How did that go for you?
It was good. My 100 kilometres throughout August, we managed to do it within 27 days. And there's 31 days in August, and I had like 4 days rest. So okay. I finished it at Donington touring car.
Of course you did. Yeah, Rosie loves the touring cars, by the way, so yeah. Like cars and yeah, and that, see, this is challenging stereotypes as well, because you know, you think a girl should be playing with dolls if you go by the stereotype, but actually, you know, you probably do that as well, but you're into cars.
Yeah, let's fight the gender norms.
Yeah, let's break down barriers. Though, you know, you can be who you want to be, I think, Rosie.
Yeah.
Absolutely, it's very important. So the walk-in, yeah, you had a chance to recover. You started school. What year are you in at school now?
6.
Okay, so heading towards sort of what, secondary school in the next few years. So how do you think that when you get to sort of exams and things like that, when you get to GCSEs in a few years' time, do you think that's going to have an effect on mental health for a lot of people?
Yeah.
So what advice would you give to people that may be struggling, particularly younger people, I suppose, of your sort of age, that may be trying to find their place in the world, that maybe find it hard?
Don't worry and don't give up.
That's very good advice, I think, Rosie, isn't it? And what support do you have at school? You know, do they sort of help you with mental health and have things to help you?
Yeah.
So what do they do?
They have a certain teacher which you, like, if you're worried or have any worries, you can go and talk to, and she has, like, advice, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Do you know, I never had that at school. Was there any support when you were at school for mental health, have you?
Oh, don't remind me. It's just like, Miss... Gareth is picking on me. Oh, just take no notice, dear. Yeah. Oh, come on. Sticks and stones may break your bones, but names definitely hurt.
They do. And I know when I was at school, it was like, there's just this attitude of like, oh, you know, just write a diary about it, write down what happens and give it to us and we'll see what we can do. But that wasn't really addressing the immediate problem.
No. And besides, I think it's just like with writing a diary, it's the fear of bringing your diary into school and people reading it. So it's like, I'll put my life, I'll put my dictionary, my my journal at home.
But just thinking, you know, when we went to school, very different world to what Rosie, you know, your experience of school, because, you know, you've got all sorts of technology. It's a very different experience, I think, school in 2023 as it would have been when I was at school in the 90s.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it's all electronic and a lot more. Do you think, you know, social media and all that sort of stuff, do you think that causes a lot of people problems with mental health?
Yeah.
And why do you think that would be a problem?
I think it's because, like, some people see certain people on social media and think that they have to be like other people, but in reality, you just have to be yourself.
And of course, with cyberbullying, it's just like there are people behind a glass screen.
Yeah, people hiding, and you don't, you know, keyboard warriors and things like that. It kind of doesn't stop at the school gates, it kind of goes on. So, it's a good side of technology, I think a bad side as well. But Rosie, so you've got, you've done your walk-in, as we mentioned. What else have you got coming up? What's happening? You're having a bit of time off in September to adjust to the new school term, I gather.
Yeah, I'm not going to be doing any actual fundraising in September, but it will be my time when I'm, like, writing letters for, like, my Christmas raffles, etc. And then in October, I have a cake sale, which you know how much I love a cake sale.
Yeah, love a good cake.
And then, I do as well. We're going to be there. We'll be there. I think Matthew will turn up as well.
Red velvet, please.
Put your orders in now.
And then in November, I have a big big fundraiser coming up at the RIOB Social Club, a race night, I think. It's quite a big fundraiser, and their charity is going to be me.
Really good, and that's going to do so much. Yeah, and I think it's so important, and the fundraising's brilliant and amazing, but actually just raising awareness and the fact that you're going around writing letters and talking to people about mental health and coming from you as well, that's so powerful. And I think people are sort of standing up and listening and thinking, yeah, actually, you know, what Rosie says is true.
Yeah.
There you go. So well done for everything that you do, Rosie. And, you know, I think everyone at Andy's Man Club really appreciates what you do. Rosie, is what most people, yeah, doesn't, you don't like accepting praise. This is the thing with Rosie, I think.
I think I'm also the same as well. It's just like, I'm never a big fan of compliments.
No. But there you go. Rosie, thank you so much. You know, good luck for being back at school. I hope that's going well for you, is it, school?
Yeah.
You enjoying being back at school? Or do you wish you were still on summer holidays?
A bit of both.
Yeah. Particularly when the weather's nice. I often felt sorry for kids coming back to school just as we're going to a heat wave.
Yeah.
Are you able to keep cool in the classroom?
Yeah.
That's good. That's the main thing. Yeah. Rosie, how do we find out more about what you're up to?
Search up Rosie Cares with a Red Love Heart on Facebook or Instagram.
Brilliant. And lots of business. Facebook. Yeah, and Facebook, yeah, and lots of companies and people can expect letters from you very shortly, I'd imagine.
Yeah.
Yeah, get writing your letters, get people supporting. Brilliant, Rosie, good luck with everything, and thank you for coming on today.
Thank you. Also, thank you to Matthew for going to Andy's Man Club and being brave and asking for help.
Hey, no props. Mm.
Yeah, that's the thing, isn't it? Actually asking for help and taking that first step as well through the door. I mean, that is what I think we're hearing time and time again. A lot of people find the hardest, you know, actually not knowing what to expect.
The first step is always the hardest, yeah. And thank you for the compliment.
And now,
and thank you for what you do, Rosie. Keep up the good work.
Thank you, Rosie. Have a good rest of your Sunday.
Thank you.
There you go. There's Rosie. Brilliant stuff. We'll be back to talk a bit more, Matthew, in a bit. First of all, though, we've been talking about World Suicide Prevention Day, which is today, and we've just spoken to Rosie, and that was really interesting speaking to Rosie, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, she's done so much for someone of such a young age, raising money and raising awareness of mental health. And Andy's Man Club meets at the Vine Centre in Nap Hill from 7 o'clock every Monday, so you can just turn up, and the coffee and the tea's lovely, isn't it?
Oh, yes.
And they've got biscuits.
Yes.
But more importantly, it's a space to open up. And that's so important as well with other men. And it's a peer-to-peer support group, so you're not going to be judged as well. Some people may be thinking, oh, we're going to be judged by a group of men. It's not like that at all, is it?
No. It's just that, you know, if you want to be open-minded, sometimes you've got to keep your mouth shut.
Yeah, but you can talk. That's the thing. You can talk if you want to talk. If you don't, and you just want to listen, that's fine as well. The ball comes around to you. You can say, no, I don't want to say anything today. That's fine. You don't have to. It's all very user-led, and they are talking about, you know, they have facilitators that are sort of helping to run the sessions, and anyone within the group can become a facilitator as well.
Yeah.
So that's pretty good.
And it's just like I've always wanted to be a co-facilitator, and a lot of other facilitators says, oh, Matthew, you should do it. And for me, it's just like, I kind of know, like, most of the script.
Yeah.
Like, nearly off by heart.
Yeah, so there you go. That could be something. This is the beauty that you get trained, and it's quite a, it's very much user-led as well. It's a brilliant organisation. It's really worthwhile.
Yes.
So you can go online, Andy's Man Club, just tap that into your search engine. You can find out more about all the groups that run up and down the country. If you need support and help today, the Samaritans are available anytime, 24 hours a day, 365 days a year, 116 123 for three call. And as always, you can get in touch as well. Have a look at their website, samaritans.org. But Matthew, thank you so much for coming down and talking to us today.
It's been really, no problem.
Really nice to have you down, and maybe we'll catch up soon. And I'll see you tomorrow night, Andy's Man Club.
Yay.
Looking forward to that one.